So this is really your time, especially people on the web. If I've got this thing that can respond to your questions. So I want you all to ask the questions. Let me introduce Paula Sweeney. She's just waved her hand. She's been in the healthcare liability litigation for years and years. Her paper has been awarded awards by the Texas CLE. She's a former past president of the Texas Trial Lawyers Association, and she's also a past president of ABOTA, is that correct? Or the,
yes, sir, Dallas.
Yes, in the Dallas office. So it's a real, she will speak to us later. The next person to speak to us, I think, is Liz. Are you up next? She's a professor at Baylor Law School. She's had 30 years mainly on, I guess, defending medical malpractice and healthcare providers. Is that fair to say?
It's been a good chunk of it.
Yeah. On the defensive side. She's also does plaintiff's work. She's been on every super trial lawyer list you could be on for years and years. So it's a real privilege to have not only an acting professor, but someone who's an active trial lawyer and has a wealth of trial experience. With that, I want to encourage you all to ask the question. One might be, where do you sit at a deposition? But if it's that simple or something more complex, follow up with some questions. So I'm going to just walk around. Who's got a question they want to ask? Trey or Paula or Liz? I've got one, but I don't really want to ask it. So do y'all have one? Okay, well, I'll get the ball rolling. I think this summarizing the deposition is really important, Trey. So do you take the time to do it yourself, or are you having a paralegal do it?
So what I do is...
And then I'll just go down the line.
I take the time to do it myself with the deposition. One of the slides earlier, I think you saw it, it had deposition, it had a green highlighter with it. I go through and highlight it myself, and I will tell you it is the best practice for improving your deposition skills, to go back and review your questions or the questions of other people to see what is useful and what is valuable. It identifies what's going on in your case, and it will help you in the process of getting better and asking questions. So once I do the highlights, then I do give it to my paralegal who does the summary line, and it comes back to me with the clip number and the summary and the page in line. And then I will fill in the issue code, right? We create a master issue code for each one of my cases, because this is a master issue code right here. For you code your documents, you code your depositions, all of that sort of stuff. And so you use that word bank to then fill these in. When it comes time for trial or a deposition, or a motion for summary judgment, I don't have to go back and reread the whole deposition. I take this document out and I highlight whichever ones that I want. My paralegal then shoots me back what's called a clip script, which is the little blurbs, the page and line for the words for each one of these summaries. And I review those to say, okay, this one is going to be used to respond to the summary judgment. This one is going to be included in my deposition designations for trial. This one is going to be used as an impeachment clip if it's an adverse witness.
Right. And then, Trey, we have a question from the web saying, when you digest your deposition, are you doing it manually or do you have a software program?
I am sure that there is a software or an AI program that is smarter than me and something out there, but I do it old school. I review them myself with a highlighter and go through and circle them.
Can I add a thing to that?
Paul, yeah.
Yeah, so the biggest problem that I see is I'll take the depo and I'm like, yeah, come on, let's go. So when we get the deposition taken, and then there's another one right after it, and on we go. My brain is old. It's porous. I totally forgot that I asked her, so if we had this, could we answer that? If we could get that log, would we know what had happened? If we could get those records, would we know more about that? And then, 2 weeks before trial, I pull out of the depositions and I start reading them again. I'm like, hey, did we ever ask for that stuff? Well, nobody looked at it. And so now the rule is, as soon as it comes back from the court, unless my paralegal's with me, which is sometimes, and she's writing down, ooh, we need to go ask for that, because I'm not paying attention and I'm not taking notes in the depo because I'm busy taking the deposition. I don't have time to be writing stuff down. And I want to break my train of thought or give the witness time to think. So importantly, get back into it as soon as it comes in, and whatever it is you've highlighted that you think you might want to maybe go do, you'll remember, oh, yeah, I wanted that. so you can get your discovery out, because week before trial, discovery's closed, too late. Gee, I wish I had thought to ask for that, that document.